Now, I am always the person that thinks that if a fan heckles, taunts, berates, throws something, interferes, I've always wanted the player to be able to slug the fan. Like, I don't blame the malice at the palace on Ron Artest. I blame the malice at the palace for the guy who poured a beer on Ron Artest. Like, I think that that should be adjudicated by allowing Ron Artest to just swing at that guy at midcourt, right? And so with Kim, the outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles, he had the beer thrown at him. The out was registered. And I think the adjudication should be that fans brought into the outfield and Kim's allowed to hit him in the face with a beer. Like, I think, and obviously that's not realistic because that's not the world we live in. But I'm always that person that really hates it when a fan interferes. But I'm also that person that keeps an open mind and realizes, you know, there were 49,000 other fans in Toronto who didn't throw beers onto the field. So it's not like there is a concerted effort by Toronto fans to cheat and do something illegal that interfered with the Baltimore Orioles' chances to win. And it's interesting, if you look at the Major League Baseball rulebook, section 3.16, quote, if a spectator clearly prevents a fielder from catching a fly ball, the umpire shall declare the batter out. If a spectator clearly prevents a fielder from catching a fly ball, the umpire shall declare the batter out. That's in the rulebook. So Kim caught the baseball. At that point in time, there's nothing the umpire can do. Right. If he missed the baseball, then the umpire could intervene there and say, hey, this is an out. There was fan interference. But the out was recorded. So at that point, there's nothing the umpire can do. At that point, it's on Toronto's ballpark staff to make sure that fan not only leaves, but ends up paying a visit to the Slammer and does not make a return visit to the Rogers Center. Right. I mean, at that point, that's all you can do. I mean, you can't punish the Toronto Blue Jays team who had nothing to do with the throwing of the beer, and you can't punish them for something that, you know, one lunatic out of 49,000 did. You know, otherwise somebody could manipulate a game that way. Imagine how easy that would be for somebody to gamble heavily on one team and then put on a Blue Jays hat and throw a beer on the field, right? It would just, if you open up that loophole, it's way, way too hard to close. And like I said, I wish with every fiber of my being that Hyun-Sung Kim could get out there and just do whatever he wanted to that fan. Like one shot, whether he wanted to kick the guy in the nuts, open hand slap him across the face, right hand, you know, whether it's throw a beer bottle at his head, whatever it is. I whatever the equivalency of a fan throwing a beer at a player, I've always been in favor of, like, man, I hate how sometimes people act like they're big and bad and heckle celebrities because they're in a group and they feel like they have a mob mentality to them. I've always wanted that individual fan to have a comeuppance, but, you know, that comeuppance can't be his team losing for obvious reasons.